Hi, Denise. Jennifer here.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Karen. Hi, Yvette. And Bernie.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry to be late. Unfortunately, Eric has to catch a plane to the ITF, and Emily is still wrapping up her vacation. So I was able to talk to them both briefly, which caused a delay in me joining this call. So Eric will be in Prague next Tuesday, so he should be able to be on the phone. I'm hoping he can share, but I think we won't know that yet until perhaps Monday. In any event, do you want to run through the agenda you had for this week?
Sure. I sent it around yesterday, but I guess because you're the only one on the call, I'll give you a chance, first of all, to, if you want to share anything with us from your updates with Eric and Emily, or if you want us to just stick to the, I mean, I think a lot of the items on the agenda will probably have to wait until next week.
Sure. Yeah, I talked to them about a few of the things, so we can. I'm happy to walk through the agenda you have.
So the first item is the Johannesburg meeting. We put that back on the agenda because I know last week you guys hadn't really had a chance to sit back and reflect on that. So we'd just like to hear your thoughts and feedback on the meeting, things you think went well, other things you think we could improve on, any other observations that we should know.
Yeah, we really didn't get a chance to do a debrief on the Johannesburg meeting. So we can just hold that over until next week.
Sure. So I guess that includes the board response in terms of reference and the next steps on the development of work plan as well. Is that correct?
No. I think we'll just do a simple thanks for your opinion note back to the board and address the other larger issues in our team report.
Okay.
But I must say I'm still wildly confused as to why the staff told us to use the CCT review team terms of reference template. The board somehow ignored the CCT review team terms of reference template and the fact that the SSR review team was underway and decided a couple weeks ago was the time to come up with a request for a whole new terms of reference template that should be followed by the SSR and seem to be completely separate and disengaged from the staff that's responsible for all this. I don't think a suitable explanation has been provided for that. Thoughts?
I can't necessarily speak for the board and their discussions. I'm not part of that. But I do know that I don't think they expect you to follow a template that wasn't around when you developed your work. I think it was more of an FYI that this is being developed. And once it's released, you can take a look at it and consider it. But it's more that, you know, we followed something that was consistent with what the CCT review had done and was accepted at that point. So I don't see that there's any disconnect for you to shift your plans and wait to try and map to a template that didn't exist when you started your work.
Yes. I have a strong grasp of the obvious. The CCT, the SSR review isn't going, obviously, to go back and use a template that didn't exist. But what is really bizarre, frankly, is that the board seem to be divorced from staff effort and review team schedules and is proposing and suggesting that we should have used a completely different terms of reference. It shows a bizarre lack of coordination and forethought on both the board and staff's part.
Well, I do know the board caucus was just recently formed in the last month or so. So maybe we could ask Kaveh if the board caucus group wanted to meet jointly with the review team, and you can talk to them about that.
No. No further staff board discussions on this, I think, are needed. And the so-called caucus for the SSR review seemingly is addressing SSR review issues, a lack of an appropriate terms of reference for all review teams is a much broader issue than a caucus issue in any event. Okay. Well, work plan. We need a much more robust work plan that encapsulates the timing and key milestones for the subtopics and the overall work of the review team, and includes in particular, additional research and information gathering that might be needed. I'm a bit concerned that discussions may continue on some of these subtopic issues, and then further down the road, people will wake up and realize we need more fact-finding and research, and it'll be sort of late in our effort. So if staff feels they can contribute to a more robust draft work plan, the co-chairs would be happy to take a look at that. Otherwise, we'll be putting pen to paper and creating a draft ourselves.
Denise, we did circulate a kind of a rough template early on in the formation of the review team for your discussion. Would you like us to go back to that and maybe revise it to map to the subgroups that have been created in some of the other activities? And then you can draft the more robustness from there?
I'll take a look at it again. As I recall, that was very heavy on superficial process and really lacked much of any substance. So if you feel you can contribute some deeper thought to the substantive issues that the review team is looking at, fold those into a work plan, that would be useful.
I mean, we can take a look at that. I don't know if we're the best judge of the review team's substance and what they want, but we can go back to some of the notes and records and see if there's anything we might contribute.
Yeah, we're not asking for a judgment, but there's some pretty practical things and steps that need to occur in some of these areas. If there's something you can offer to help, that's great. Otherwise, I guess we're going to have to take care of it. Face-to-face meeting dates. Can you give me the link again to the doodle poll for January?
Sure. I'll put it in the chat.
I am unable to get into the Adobe room. I assume your IT staff hasn't made any progress in why so many community members are locked out of Adobe Connect.
Denise, hi, this is Yvette. You're not able to get in the Adobe room because I saw you in here twice. One was for the phone call and one looked like you were signed in. You can't see slides still? There's nothing that you can see for the Adobe room at all?
Let me restart it.
Okay, because it looked like we had you. It looked like one was your phone number and then there was a second.
No, yeah, I always dialed in. Yeah, I always dial in
right,
on my phone.
That we got. And then there was a second listing that looked like you were signed into the room, so I kind of thought we had that problem solved. But if we don't, let me know.
Hang on.
And I'll definitely.
No, it's been across for the last month or so, it's been across a number of.
Okay.
a number. It's not just this. It's a number of teams, number of the PDP working groups. And ironically, Jay Scott from Adobe also couldn't get into his Adobe Connect room.
Okay, can you see it now? Because I have you twice. I have you with the phone,
yep,
and then I have you with Adobe. Okay, that's how I had before. So as long as I see you twice, I know you've got it.
Okay, maybe it's a browser issue I used. I still can't get in on Chrome, but I can get in on Safari. Okay.
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 And the doodle poll you requested, Jennifer just put that in the chat. So it's for the January session.
So there's a let me see. Okay. All right. Let me see. Let's go with the 22nd through the 24th. Ask people to hold. Time on their calendars.
Okay. So should we get that meeting with the meetings team?
Yes, please do.
Okay.
You're looking at Brussels and where else?
Montreal, I believe. Is that right, Yvette and Karen?
And those were the two options that were proposed in the initial doodle poll. It appeared to be more of an indication that people preferred Brussels than Montreal in January.
Yeah, I prefer the most cost-effective and expeditious place.
That would be the Brussels office.
So I'd like, I want to make sure that travel takes into account airfare. So could you please make sure that they take the people who replied yes to the doodle poll, look at where they're located, look at the flight times and flight costs, and factor that in. Flight costs in total may make it more cost effective to meet somewhere where ICANN doesn't have an office and simply get a conference room.
Okay, because we still have to have
makes sense.
Staff. It does. And to not meet in an ICANN office, we have to also have IT staff there and available, much like we're doing
in
Madrid.
Yeah, certainly factor that in as well. But don't please make sure that they do take into account where the yes votes are located in the world and what the flight times and flight costs are to make sure it's still cost effective to meet in an ICANN meeting.
Okay, so we should hold off with any travel orders until we get the cost details for you?
So I'm assuming that they can, in the next, couple of days, cost it out, make a decision where the meeting's going to be, and then tell us. I don't need to get cost information, but I would like to have confidence that the travel staff can go through these cost assessments and make a decision.
Certainly. We will ask them to take a look at that.
So can we have this done by, say, next Tuesday?
I'm sure we can.
Awesome. If you could put that on our action item list, that'd be great. And then if you could get a hold of the date out for those 3 days to the team, calendar invites, that'd be great too.
Okay, well done. Can we move on to the next agenda item? ICANN 6 outreach. Okay. So we just wanted to share an update with you from our end on this. So obviously ICANN 60 in Abu Dhabi is in October, November. So the community is getting ready to prepare its submissions for the high interest topic sessions. As you probably know, there's no conflicting sessions. They don't schedule them against any other high interest topics. So we wanted to provide you with some options to consider. That 27th of July date, I don't know why I put that because I don't think that's accurate. So ignore that. But anyway, so the team at MSSI were thinking of a couple of options, the first being holding a high-interest topic on specific reviews in general. So that would mean, and when I say, you have to submit an application for this, so, it has to be obviously approved. Just because you say you want to have a high-interest session doesn't mean it's necessarily going to happen. But this way, we would propose holding a slot for all of the specific reviews, maybe to do an update, SSR and CCT and the RGS review together. That way, if, for example, it gets closer to the time and one review doesn't have anything to talk about, that's fine. At least we've got the session kind of held. The second option would be for SSR2 community engagement sessions, as with Copenhagen, and as you know, these just, go on the schedule against other sessions. And the third option is kind of a roadshow option whereby the SSR review team would go to, probably the leadership or whoever wants to represent, would go to each of the SLNAC sessions and provide an update similar to what yourself and James did in Johannesburg. So Karen's noted in the chat that all the requests for sessions at ICANN meetings are discussed and approved by SLNAC leaders. They're the ones that manage the schedule. One thing that we also kind of thought might be helpful if you did want to go for the first option and submitting a high-interest topic is that the application would be much more, it would be better if it came from the community. So, we kind of think about the leadership could reach out to SONAC leaders about this session rather than ICANN staff. So
yeah.
I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. So, I'm, happy to discuss with the co-chairs and consider a high-interest topic session. My first reaction is that it would be a mistake to wrap every current review into one high-interest topic session. They tend to be poorly managed in terms of time. They don't allow for enough community discussion, and the breadth of topics addressed by three separate reviews will take much more time than is normally allotted in a high-interest topic session. So I would not be, my first reaction is not to be supportive of wrapping all these reviews into one high-interest topic session. What I'd like to do is to ask for SSR, is to actually email all of the constituencies, advisory committees, and stakeholder groups. Alert them now that the SSR review team will be in Abu Dhabi, would like to have time on their meeting agenda to talk about issues of mutual interest. So I want an early hold the date and an email to go out to all the SOAs and constituencies. So I definitely want to do a roadshow. Separate from that, I'd like a discreet session for the SSR review team to give an update to the community. And if everyone else thinks that it should be rolled into all the other review teams, so be it. But my preference would be to have a separate public session to give kind of the general public a chance to, aside from the constituencies, to hear what our status is and to discuss any of the issues. It could be a shorter session since we're doing a roadshow, essentially, with all the groups that are meeting. Make sense?
Yes, Denise. So will you craft the note? Do you want us to send it out to all the community groups?
Can you do a note?
Could
you do a draft note and send it to the co-chairs? That'd be great.
Okay, and then a session request for like a two-hour, much like the public consultation session we had.
At the beginning? Yeah.
Well, and two separate things, because we'll have to submit a session request. So I'm assuming your second ask was more like a two-hour public consultation with the community on where you can talk about the state of where you are, and we have to have some description as to what it is so that we can get it out for the SOA community to consider it.
Yeah, you could do a draft as well to the co-chairs on that form, and we can discuss this further with the co-chairs and the team.
I do know the sooner we can get this all out, the better chances are that things will be considered. It will also be important that everyone on the review team meet with their community groups to make sure that their leaders understand that this is important and you would like to have this accepted for the agenda.
Sure. So it would be great to get drafts, I guess, of both of those to the co-chairs, and we'll try and address this next week. So I guess it's easier to say no, take us off the agenda if we change our mind at the end, than to put us back on, right?
Always easier to do that.
Yeah. Okay. And then as an aside, was our newsletter sent to the constituencies as we had asked?
Yes.
I know it was sent to the stakeholder group chairs and advisory committee chairs, but I never received confirmation it was sent to the constituencies, and I know the BC didn't seem to get it.
Okay, we did follow up with the ICANN support group for each one of the community organizations to ensure that they pushed it out throughout the groups that they're responsible for.
And they understand the difference between sending it to James Bladel and sending it to the leadership of each constituency, right?
I'm assuming they did, because we asked to have this broadcast out as an update from the review team.
Yeah, but you have to be specific. Otherwise, they just send it to stakeholder groups and advisory committees. Were you specific?
Not like that, no. I asked them to share it with everyone within their community.
Okay, so can you find out to whether it was sent to constituencies or not, and let me know.
I will go back and double check.
Thanks. Q3 plenary call schedule. Yep, we're not making any changes at this point. I need to discuss it further with the co-chairs. And you guys will continue to keep a running sort of tally of who's on the call and who's not, right?
Correct. And we do have a new attendance fact sheet for June, which I'll circulate to the review team as well. It's on the wiki.
Okay. And then could you also just send a note out to the review team asking people to notify you directly off list, and if you could underline off list, if they have vacation plans that they know in advance will take them away from calls, they could just let you know.
Okay. Okay.
And then where do we stand with the subtopic teams and their conference calls?
So the only team that has even made a start towards planning a conference call is the SSR1 group, which Alain sent around a doodle poll regarding.
Did you see that doodle poll? I'm, like, confused. And, again, it might be the browser I use to open it, but normally when I do doodle polls, I can adjust the time zone I'm seeing the times in, but that wasn't the case with this one. Did you look at it? Is he listing times in UTC or
Yeah, he's listing time in UTC.
And is that indicated on the doodle?
No, it just says the time. It doesn't say UTC.
Okay, so it would be best if staff could do doodle polls for these subtopic teams so we can have uniformity
right.
on how, yeah, they're being done. So good. You see, so are you able to make a note in there that they're UTC times?
I don't have access to it, but, you know, I can
okay.
try to ask
so,
to do that.
Okay. All right. So could you ask Alan to put a UTC notice on there, put a note out to the subtopic team that the doodle poll ends whatever date and the times are in UTC. And then separately, just with Elaine, tell them that the co-chairs have asked staff to facilitate doodle polls and call schedules for all the subtopic teams so we can use the same protocols and approaches for each one just to make things run more smoothly.
Okay.
And if you could tell all the sort of rapporteurs that. And then can you contact the other subtopic teams except the IANA one and ask each of those subtopic groups if they'd like you to start a doodle poll to schedule a subtopic call? I think that prompt might help move things along.
Sure, we'll see. Okay. So, we were hoping that, I don't know if you have any thoughts on this either, when we send that note on whether or not, like how we approach how often they want to have calls, because obviously there's five subgroups, and plus our plenary and this call that we're on right now. So, I mean, I guess it's really up to rapporteurs and the teams how often they want to have a call, but a weekly call for each sub-team is very optimistic.
Yeah, no, I'm not expecting a weekly call for each sub-team. But I think it's a good time now to have, as a follow-up to Johannesburg, to have each team have a subtopic call. I don't think we need to prescribe schedules for subtopic calls. The work should dictate that. But seeing as how we need more details of the activities and timelines for the subtopics groups, I'd like them all to have a conference call in the next week or two.
Okay, so can we pitch this then as like an initial conference call and not a standing rotating call for each of these?
Pardon?
Can we pitch this as, the doodle poll as this is, an initial call? What is a good time that works for you for an initial kickoff call rather than what time works for you for a standing rotating call? Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah. No, I'm not asking. Yeah, I'm not asking for a doodle poll and a locked-in call time, just a
right.
one-off. Call to reconvene the subtopic groups post Johannesburg to agree on next steps, work plans,
perfect.
And other things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
And if do we have anyone scheduled to talk on Tuesday? Not because it's 11 p.m. Pacific, right?
Exactly, and James is not going to be able to make this call. I believe he's on vacation, so there's no Trello demonstration scheduled either.
Okay. And what's the status of the NDA issue that Carrie Ann and Emily and James were looking at?
I can give a brief update on that. Waiting for James and Carrie Ann to provide their edits, and then we'll schedule another call sometime next week. I've been told that they will have their edits to us early next week, and then I can arrange another call where I can legal so they can walk through everything and reach some sort of conclusion as to the edits they want and changes that are needed.
Okay. So I'm inclined to cancel to next Tuesday's call, and in doing so, encourage each subtopic team to schedule a call next week to provide additional details on their work, proposed work plan, and next steps. So it'd be great, Jennifer, if you could get the note out to each subtopic group today in conjunction with that, and we can get at least several of the calls scheduled next week.
Sure, I can do that after this call.
Okay. Any other issues that you need to discuss on this call?
Not from me. Anybody else? Silence? Okay. So thank you. That's great. And we'll get the note out after this call.
Great. Thank you. And thanks all.
Okay.
Again, sorry to be late to the call. All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.